Facts do not have opinions. Just don't let perfection be the enemy of the good. Self-love is really about self-respect and acceptance.
Welcome to a special bonus episode of The Whole View. I'm Stacey Toth of Real Everything, and instead of our usual deep dive in how we can find happiness and health, I wanted to address a topic I have been getting a lot of questions on lately, and I'm excited to introduce an accessible brand, affordable and available nearly everywhere with clean ingredients that we ourselves use in our own home, T.N. Dickinson's, and why our guest today, Dr. Sparks, and I both recommend it. But before we get started, a reminder that this podcast is for general educational purposes and is not intended to diagnose, advise, or treat any physical or mental illness. And while Dr. Sparks is a board-certified OBGYN, she is not your doctor, and we always recommend that you see a licensed health professional accordingly. I will say, to get us started, as the mom of four teens and someone who struggled with acne when I was a teenager, I was under the very wrong impression of what an astringent is and how to use it and what I should be using it for, and definitely chose the wrong types. And so from using it incorrectly in my youth to not utilizing it enough as a mom, especially of young children, like it didn't even occur to me to use it for other purposes we'll talk about today. I wanted to specifically address what it is, what are the best uses, the types of ingredients you'd find in it, because a lot of people have been asking me where it belongs in a skincare routine, especially for kids and those entering their tweens and teens. So we have the expert here to help clear up the confusion. Dr. Nicole Sparks, MD, is an experienced certified obstetrician and gynecologist at the Howard Center. She completed her Bachelor of Science in Exercise Science, Master of Science in Biomedical Sciences, and her medical degree from Florida State University College. She truly has a passion for educating about the importance of women's health, and she works to make sure that her patients are not only educated and informed, but are making their health a top priority. She's also a wife and mother of two, and you got pregnant as an intern, which just blows my mind. We were talking a little bit before the show about being incredibly inspirational. So I know that you get the trials and triumphs of busy lives that many of our listeners have. You can find her inspiration on Instagram at Nicole Alicia MD. But I love your ideas that if you can do it, then we can do it. Can you share a little bit more about yourself before we jump in to the specific questions and topic today?
Of course. Well, thank you for having me. Like she said, my name is Nicole Sparks. I'm a board certified OBGYN. And since she's read that bio, I've had another kid who's one. So I actually have three children. And like she said, I actually had two of them during residency, which is crazy. But that's actually what kind of brought me into the blogging space. After trying for 5 years to get pregnant, we found out we were pregnant my first month of residency, which I was like, oh, this timing is perfect, but not. So that was a really fun ride and started into my blogging journey about balancing motherhood and work. And then I had my second child during my last year of residency and then had a third baby last year. So life is really busy, as I'm sure it's the case with all of our listeners. I have a 7, a 4-year-old, and a 1-year-old. And so we are always running around. When I'm not on call, if I'm not with my patients, I'm with my family. I do love it though. This is the life that I've wanted, but I love to show people that you don't have to do it all to have it all, and you can truly have the life you want by cultivating it. And it's just really great. It's really great. And like she said, I like to educate my patients just to not only to know about their condition, but also to feel empowered to ask the necessary questions to their provider so that they can really take charge of their care and really advocate for themselves. And that is a really big thing that I like to talk about both with my patients and on my various platforms. So yeah, that's a little bit about me.
I already, listeners, have begged Nicole to come back on the show to dive into that topic and more, because I think we all have birth stories that we want other people to learn from,
right?
Or what I wish I would have known sooner in terms of so much, all of that. But today we are talking about an item that you use with your patients. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, something I really did not fully understand correctly as a skincare expert in my day-to-day work, this is something I really want to educate people on because I find that using it incorrectly can be problematic while using it correctly and using the right brands with the right ingredients can be really helpful for people's skin, whether it's on their face or their body. Right. So I'm wondering if you can just tell us at a high level, what is an astringent? Like, what goal does it have for being on our bodies?
Yes, of course. So first, I want to preface that with this topic, there is like this lately push for wellness and self-care. Like, people aren't paying more attention to their bodies, they're exercising more, they're being more mindful of what they eat, but we're especially paying attention to our skin. So skincare has just, I don't know if it's just with the rise in social media, but all over my page and all platforms, everyone is showing their skincare routines. And obviously, because of the nature of my field, I have so many friends that are dermatologists who I get all my skincare recommendations from. So today we are going to be talking about astringents, which people may use, but not necessarily know that they're using it or know what it is. So just in general, an astringent is just a water-based skincare product. And you can, I wouldn't say skincare product, it's a product because you can use it all over your body, but skincare product. And it actually shrinks the body tissues. So specifically in terms of skincare, when it's applied to your face, can actually cause like a tightening of the tissues. And today specifically, we're going to talk more in depth about witch hazel, which is more of a gentle type of astringent. And many people use it for a variety of natural remedies. We used it a ton in my house. And I use it, actually recommend it. And my patients use it a lot too. So it's gentle enough for daily use. Witch hazel actually has a lot of anti-inflammatory, antioxidant properties that make it great for anything from sunburns to scrapes to cuts to postpartum care to skincare. So we're going to talk all about that today. And we also are going to be talking about a brand that I personally love, which is T.N. Dickinson's. I love their witch hazel products. They have both alcohol and non-alcoholic options for people who have more sensitive or irritated skin. If your skin is more prone to being dry, that's a better option for you. So we're going to go over the many different ways that you can use astringents and specifically witch hazel today.
And as far as it relates to an actual skincare routine, so I love that you're talking about all the other uses for it because those are things that I wish I would have known sooner as a mom.
Right,
and
right.
Like you have incorporated since then in terms of body care and healing and all of those kinds of things. Like, duh, why didn't I think about that earlier? But also, I want to clarify for people, as a skincare product, it is not a toner. So I think this is where I definitely got confused and needed
right.
to educate myself. And I want to make sure listeners know that an astringent is not a toner. It's not resetting your skin's pH. It is using right. whether alcohol or witch hazel, it is serving a different purpose. And as you said, it is shrinking the skin tissue. It's also can remove oil. It is not a toner. So if someone is trying to find a toner, they wouldn't use this as that. This would be a specific product that could be used as a cleanser. For example, my teens love the soothing cleansing cloths because they don't need to be rinsed off. They're plant-based. Dermatologist tested, no artificial fragrances, dyes, sulfate, right. parabens, phthalates, all the things that I try to avoid.
Right.
And my teens are super, super lazy. I love them to death. But every time I talk to them about their face, they tell me, well, I only wash my face once I start to break out. And I'm like, why is that your plan? Instead of like using something like the cleansing cloths, which they'll keep on their nightstand and they'll just like, quote unquote, wash their face before they go to bed, for like that is doable for them. And for the season right. of life of like new moms or different kinds of phases of your life where you're just not having it with doing a full skincare routine at night,
right.
there, There are other options for that. But
absolutely.
Not all astringents are something that I would tell someone to wash their face with, because some can be super harsh. And
when
I was looking at the Dermatology Association's website, the AADA, they were not recommending alcohol-based products for people specifically who have any sort of dry skin condition. And a lot of blemishes are dry skin conditions. So maybe we could talk about some of the ingredients commonly found in astringents. And it's not always only like a bottle of alcohol or a bottle of witch hazel. Tian Dickinson's, as you mentioned, also has products that have hyaluronic acid or aloe in them, like different kinds of things where it's creating a specific result for you.
Right. So it really depends, as you brought, you so beautifully stated, that it really depends on the type of skin you have. So with a lot of teens specifically, a lot of them are going to have oily skin. And so in that case, an astringent that has alcohol in it may actually work well for them. So if you're someone who has very oily skin, an astringent will work to remove a lot of those excess oils, which is actually going to work in your favor. So as far as part of a skincare routine, when are you going to use this? So this is really used after you do your initial cleansing. So if you hear a lot of dermatologists talk, they'll talk about double cleansing. So you wash your face initially, then use another cleanser. I almost think of an astringent as a very strong cleanser. So again, don't mix it up with a toner. But after I do my initial cleansing step, you can put some astringent on either a cotton ball or wipe, whatever you wipe your face with, and you can use it to wipe off any excess makeup from the day, any excess oils. And then after that, continue with your normal skincare routine, whether you're going to be using moisturizer or sunscreen or anything like that. So again, right after your cleanser. And for teens, like I stated before, really oily skin, that this will work well for you. However, if you do have naturally dry skin, then yeah, if you use something that has alcohol in it, it's going to just dry it out even more, which is not going to benefit you, may make your breakout even worse. And so you do have non-alcohol options. And again, like you stated, Tian Dickinson's does have a non-alcohol option that has hyaluronic acid, aloe vera, which is great. And so if you have any skin condition, rosacea, you're prone to sunburns, anything like that, I would recommend, again, you have to talk to your doctor, but I am not your doctor, but you want to make sure that you are not using something that's going to dry out your skin anymore. So you can use any astringent or witch hazel that does not have any alcohol in it. And a lot of those still have the same benefits. They still have similar benefits. They're just more gentle on irritated skin.
This show is sponsored by Tian Dickinson's, the brand families have trusted for gentle and effective first aid and skincare for over 150 years, with 100% natural clinical grade USP witch hazel. Tian Dickinson's uses gentle, natural formulations for everyday family care. They are also dedicated to sustainability. Their witch hazel is sourced from USDA certified organic forest lands and harvested using sustainable practices to promote forest regrowth. At least 30% of electricity is generated from environmentally friendly producers with green manufacturing techniques such as reclaiming the heat generated from production processes back into the building and hot water. I didn't even know that was a thing, but it is so cool. And their products are manufactured in the U.S. with the remaining witch hazel wood chips sold back as landscaping mulch to local garden stores. Again, love the life cycle. Their simple ingredients are transparently labeled, manufactured without any animal or animal byproducts. All Tian Dickinson's products are made using gentle, 100% natural, clinical-grade witch hazel and are free of dyes, sulfates, phthalates, and gluten, are safe during pregnancy and postpartum. And when it comes down to it, Tian Dickinson's is the definition of witch hazel. It's distilled to remove impurities and to extract the most effective plant elements. It is the only all-natural clinical grade witch hazel that cleanses, soothes, and treats just about anything and is gentle enough to use daily. Tian Dickinson's products are available on Amazon and at major retailers including Walgreens, Walmart, Target, CVS, and Rite Aid. I love the idea, too, that there's an option for people who have combination skin, because what I find is that usually those people have very dry skin and the body is overproducing oil to try to make up for it. And that's why we see it in like the T-zone area, but then the cheeks are very dry. And so if you're using something that is a strong astringent in those areas, it's actually like countering what your body's trying to do, which is create the sebum that creates a moisture barrier and protects our skin and those kinds of things. And so the idea of doing a double cleanse with a gentle astringent is something that is really beneficial for people who are trying to improve their skin health. But that is not the only thing that an astringent is used for. As I mentioned at the top of the show, there are so many things that did not occur to me as someone who's wishes I'd been using it sooner. But I think overall, we've talked about how it can make the skin feel tighter. And I think logically that makes sense. Like, oh, if someone had a cut, like using something that is going to shrink the skin and kind of close it up sooner is great. But it can also remove oil and a lot of the other things that you talked about. And we talk about some of the specific benefits of witch hazel, right? So there's astringents in general, alcohol and witch hazel being, I think, the two most common ones. You can also find fruit acids or different kinds of things that can also serve that purpose. But let's say when we're looking at the benefits of witch hazel, what I love about it is that it can act as an anti-inflammatory and different kinds of things. Like, what are some of the other things that we can use it for or find benefit from in witch hazel?
Yes, of course. So we'll talk later about how I recommend it personally to my patients, just specifically as an OBGYN, but it's gentle enough for my postpartum mamas. So it's also gentle enough for my children. So I don't think people realize the amount of uses that it has in children. So of course, like I said, I have a 7, 4, and a 1-year-old. We go through all the Band-Aids, all the things, because I would say if it's not daily, it's every other day that my kids fall off their bikes or fall off their scooters or they're getting hurt or they get a mosquito bite or they get sunburned. And witch hazel can help all of these, everything that I just named. So if your child falls and hurts themselves, you can use that. Again, it has anti-inflammatory, antioxidant properties. It can calm redness and irritation, remove excess oil. So it's good for all of these things. For minor sunburns, it helps with that. For aftershave, for my husband, he also uses it and comes to my side of the bathroom to grab my products. So it is really good for just a variety of uses. Again, if your child is prone to mosquito bites, like my son is, my oldest son, really good for calming redness and calming irritation so that he's not scratching it all the time. And so, and again, because it's natural, has a lot of natural ingredients, and it's great for daily use, I am comfortable using it on my children daily if they needed it. And so, again, I didn't even realize that it had so many uses for pretty much a lot of the things that happened with my children. And so we love it. It's a staple in my house. And like you said, the cleansing cloths, T. and Dickinson's also has their cleansing cloths, and I keep those in my car. So even if my kids get dirty in the car, we use them. If they get hurt, they can use the cleansing cloths. Some people even use them if you're like a heavy sweater, if you sweat a lot, they use them under their arms. Again, gentle enough. If you do not have sensitive skin, again, if you have sensitive skin, you may not be able to do that, but gentle enough to use every single day for a variety of things, which makes it amazing. And that's why we keep it on hand in our home.
I can see it being great after the gym too. Like, I got a lot of questions from people about, like, which way do after I've worked out and I'm all gross and then I'm going to go back to the office or something? Like, it would be a great option for that. It was like the after cuts and injuries and the aftershave and after sun that was an aha moment for me. And also realizing that there's hyaluronic acid in some of the formulas that's going to help with the hydration needs, especially for aftershave and after sun, especially. And then aloe vera being added is another natural-based ingredient that is going to help support in terms of anti-inflammatory, hydration, healing, all those things. So to me, I'm like, how have I not been doing this? Like, I don't know. I'm like, duh. We've had a bottle of alcohol in my, when Tian Dickinson's reached out and sent us a box. Like, not only did the children steal all the products, but then they were like, hey, I'm out of those cleansing cloths. Can you get more?
Right, right.
That's when I know that something is working. And I was like, right. Okay. But then we've used it on cuts and different kinds of things. And I'm like, this is so, like, why didn't I do this sooner? So
right.
I love the idea of doing it on little kids after they fall down and have a bump or a bruise or whatever. Right. Like, nobody wants to put alcohol on that stuff because it just burns and stings. And
exactly.
Yeah. So you mentioned as an OBGYN that you help mamas, postpartum women with astringent. What are some of the uses that you find for moms? We've talked about for kids and teens and aftershave for dad, but specifically, I am curious how this is something that you use in your practice.
Oh, absolutely. So when it comes to postpartum care, there is just a lot of healing that is involved. So you may have had tearing, everything is sore after delivery. And so witch hazel is a staple. It's something that we give in the hospital for postpartum moms. And so, of course, they continue to use it when they leave the hospital. So again, because it's very gentle, it can be used daily. Again, even for my postpartum mothers who, again, may have some irritation, may have some redness, may have tearing and just some trauma from delivery. It is safe to use daily and really helps with the healing process. Again, we're going back to those anti-inflammatory properties. And what I love to tell my patients to do is to make their own little patsicles. So they actually sell those now, but you don't have to buy. You can just make it yourself. You put a pad in the freezer and you can dilute some witch hazel products and place it directly on the pad and use that. And it's very soothing. And again, when you're healing and you're breastfeeding or you're doing all the things, you don't want to have to think about all that. And so it just comes in clutch postpartum. I have used it postpartum for myself, recommend it to my patients. So again, the patsicles are like my favorite thing because in addition to them just being cold, again, we're getting the healing properties from the witch hazel. And again, if you have sensitive skin, and usually a lot of people will be pretty sensitive after delivery, Tian Dickinson's does have an option without alcohol, which is personally what I used. And you don't have to worry about if you're going to have a bad reaction or anything like that. Again, with the hyaluronic acid and aloe vera, that's a great option to use. So this comes in clutch for my postpartum moms. If you are postpartum or you are pregnant, I'm telling you, go ahead and use this and then thank me later.
I love that. And I also was reading online and I was like, oh, this makes sense that it can be used for hemorrhoid treatment as well. And so when
yes.
you were talking,
how did I forget about hemorrhoid treatment? Yes, we have the hemorrhoid pads that we use for our patients. So yes, can also be used. Again, those will bother our patients so much. And so just to get any relief from the hemorrhoids is really great. So the hemorrhoid pads, oh, our patients absolutely love that. Absolutely love that.
Yeah. I know some of our listeners are working on improving digestion and that sort of thing. And so I see that as being a potential win for someone being able
right.
to make your own. You can make your own patsicle and just move it back in your underwear a little bit and hopefully it helps. Now I'm getting totally embarrassed. So I should probably wrap up our conversation. I like to always leave listeners with something positive that they can take and move forward. So instead of feeling like, oh, I should have done this with my kids when they were younger and thinking back to the grimace on their kid's face when they were putting something else on, what can we instead take forward and be like, okay, going forward, what is something that I can
right.
do to be of service to myself, to others, or whatever?
Right. Right. So again, I agree. You can say, oh, I wish I would have done this. I wish I would have done this. But I think we learn something new every day. And so I hope that all of the listeners learned something new today. I hope you learned all about astringents and witch hazel and how you can use it in your everyday life, no matter at what stage you're in, whether it's for your older children, your younger children, your grandchildren, or whether you're pregnant or postpartum. And I think the overall arch is like, again, this theme of self-care, taking care of yourself, however that looks. So yeah, I hope you guys all learned something new today. I know that when I first learned about astringents, I learned something new. So I'm glad that I can incorporate it. And I hope that you guys will too.
I agree. And I would say when you are incorporating it, especially if you're incorporating it as skincare, I want to remind people to put on a moisturizer afterwards, that it's not just about cleansing and removing the excess oil. It can also remove some of the bad bacteria that creates blemishes or different things on our skin. Like, all of that is great, but we don't want our skin to get dried out. So make sure that you're putting on some sort of protective barrier, a moisturizer afterwards.
Preferably one that has sunscreen, because I know all my dermatologist friends listening are like, make sure you tell people about sunscreen. So yes, it's definitely a moisturizer, especially with sunscreen.
My mind. We're one on one there. Absolutely, 100%. And the great thing about what I encourage my teens to use is a mineral-based sunscreen, because the zinc is also anti-inflammatory. So it is really helpful for teens who are battling blemishes. Like, you can use a simple astringent cloth and put on your moisturizer. Like, I tell my kids, I'm like, you can handle that. It's going to be 30 seconds. You can do it.
And we have to keep it simple for the teens. We have to keep it simple for them.
Yes. Yes. Well, Dr. Nicole, thank you so much for joining us today. Listeners, thank if you, you want to find more of Dr. Nicole Sparks' work, you can follow her at Nicole Alicia MD on Instagram. And I'll put links in the show notes for you. But the product that we're both talking about today that we really love is the T.N. Dickinson's brand. It's not the only astringent out there, but for reasons that we've mentioned, the clean practices and ingredients, it's the one that we're both using and recommending. But if you have any questions, head to realeverything.com, put all the links in the show notes for you there. And thank you so much for tuning in to this bonus show of The Whole View.